I grew up in the Rhineland-Palatinate, which is an area very close to the French border. I grew up in the town called Kaiserslautern, which was famous only for one thing, football. And I went to university in Saarbrücken. I had no idea when I went to university what I would actually be studying. I had very wide interests. I wanted to really learn everything, different languages, learn about cultures, learn about history, and I very seriously studied history of art. But I was also very curious about this subject, psychology, and I thought, well, let's have a look, let's see what they're doing there. And I was captured. I went to London for the first time in order just to have an immersion language course, probably only for a couple of weeks. And I have to say, I absolutely loved being here. It was a very, very different world. It was very different. This was in the early 60s. And I thought I must come back and study here, not Paris. And I think a very important influence on this decision was not just the language and the very nice way of life, which I really adored, but the fact that I was very interested in the books by Hans-Jürgen Eysenck. He wrote books that were called Uses and Misuses of Psychology or Sense and Nonsense in Psychology, that kind of title. And they appealed to me enormously because they were the kind of books that really rubbished all the very crazy ideas about, well, to some extent, also they rubbish psychoanalysis and ideas that were at the time still very fashionable but didn't seem to have a scientific basis.